sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachmen, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Chicago, Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
2 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Adam Harris. Chicago Wolves host Rockford next Saturday, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Here is the gist of the NFL's 463-word statement regarding Deflategate. The Patriots are under investigation for playing with game balls that were not properly inflated to the levels required by the league. More information becomes available, it's going to be made public by the NFL. Now let's get to the other NFL news, and the Bears added to their growing coaching staff yesterday. Former tight ends coach Frank Smith, formerly with the Saints, he's on the staff now. Jason George will strengthen and condition the Bears coming from the Broncos. White Sox are closer to their ultimate goal than they thought they would be when they constructed their five-year plan 2 years back. GM Rick Kahn explains why.
We had a conversation with Jerry. We can go down this path and try to make this move more quickly through 15, or we can continue to wait on a couple of these other pieces and let it grow and target sort of a different class of contributors for 15. He was very clear that when we left that meeting that his goal was for us to contend and contend in a serious way in 15, but at the same time, don't compromise our ability for 16, 17, and 18, which has been our focus for the last few years.
Hahn joined Spiegel and Manley with Rosner filling in for the long snapper. The full interview could be heard at SpiegelandManley.com. Robin Ventura, the White Sox manager, joined Mully and Hanley this morning. That could be heard at MullyandHanley.com. Sox Fest begins this evening. The Score will be all over it. Newly acquired Dexter Fowler will make $9.5 million, avoiding arbitration with the Cubs. Ichiro Suzuki will sign with the Mariners as their fourth outfielder. Bulls are in Dallas tonight to face the Mavericks, who are second in scoring in the NBA to the Warriors at 108.1 points per game. The NHL is going to borrow Jonathan Toews tonight. He is the captain of one of the All-Star teams. That draft is tonight. The All-Star festivities are this weekend from Columbus. This scoreboard update is brought to you by a man, Carey Chrysler, Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. Quality, knowledge, skill, value, that's NAPA know-how. With more than 400,000 quality parts and 85 years of experience, they got the know-how to find the right part you need. Stop into a NAPA Auto Parts store or NAPA Auto Care Center today to experience the NAPA difference. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Say big money at Menards.
Scores and Bernstein at it again.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
They liked Ryan Pace so much, they just made sure that they were not going to step on his toes by telling him what to do with somebody, even though they desperately want him gone. Bad for the organization, bad for everything to do with the team, bad example.
Yeah, they can't all stand him.
Look, they fell in love with this guy. I don't know how many general managers. I don't know if they fell in love with Jerry Angelo.
It was made very clear. Their preference was made very, very clear to them. However, it's his call.
Yeah, it's his call. You do not have to do anything because they do not in any way, shape, or form want to step on his toes or even give the appearance of doing such.
It's the right thing.
Boars and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Matt Miller, Bleacher Report.
I was very skeptical of Ryan Pace being hired as GM, but I think he did a good job of bringing in people who are going to change the football culture of the Bears. Not only John Fox being a tough, hard-nosed coach, but also Adam Gase. Good track record with quarterbacks. Worked with big passers before. He's worked with Brandon Marshall, which I think is important. And then Vic Fangio. I don't know how much Bears fans know about him, but in San Francisco, Francisco, obviously, a great defense on his run. He's going to bring in an aggressive 3-4 scheme, so they're going to have to rebuild the personnel a little bit. But I really do like the staff that they've put together.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the score.
Terry Bors.
Thanks a lot. You guys are the greatest.
You're right, Mark. We won't disagree with that. A great Dorney.
Dan Bernstein.
Tell your name.
Yes, that one.
That's gotta work.
Bors and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
203 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Indeed, Bors and Bernstein.
Absurd stories call for talented absurdists. Yes. So we found one, but he's deadly serious today.
Yes.
Because when Rex Hupke of the Tribune, whom you can follow at Rex Hupke on Twitter, when he learned of this, he snapped into action and immediately headed out to a nearby Walgreens. He joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Try Chicago's authentic thin crust pizza. Rex, I think you might be onto something, that there is foreign skullduggery afoot.
Yes. Strange things are going on in this country right now, and I think it's time we all focus more on that. Stop trying to blame the good people of the New England Patriots organization.
So what did we find in this long investigation?
Well, I had suspicions to begin with, because I don't see how anyone like Tom Brady, who is that handsome, could look into a camera and lie. So I have to believe him. I don't believe Belichick is doing anything wrong, because he never does anything wrong. So something else had to be going on. I went to a Walgreens today, and I found a Wilson football. Now, that's the brand used in the NFL. And what was on the label, but made in China. So I think that's where we started seeing the, or that's where I started seeing, at least, the initial clues of some sort of foreign conspiracy here.
As we have it here, you say the Chinese government is trying to destroy America by making us question the integrity of the sport we love.
What other conclusion can be reached? I pulled up some information, and according to the Wilson Company's website, all of the NFL balls are made at a plant in Ada, Ohio. That would seem to kind of blow my theory up a little bit. But then simple Google search found that there are no fewer than 2 Chinese restaurants in Ada.
Aha.
So again, I think we see the connection there.
In that tiny sleepy burg, it should always raise eyebrows if there are 2
yeah.
Chinese restaurants. It yeah. could be one Szechuan, one Cantonese, you know, one maybe Hunan. You're right. I think like you do, and I can't believe we didn't see this coming a long time ago.
Yeah, well, I think everyone was sort of just blinded by the shock of the whole massive dilemma there, and the seriousness of these accusations, and we just haven't looked far enough beyond our own shores to really get to the root of this, I think.
Yeah, I would think, it's a great con for a lot of reasons, but basically because everybody else is just out their damn fool minds about this, Rex. They're just out of their minds. They're like, they've like lost it, like something has invaded their head.
Yeah,
you're doing stuff that I can't believe I'm reading.
There's always something around the Super Bowl that gets a lot of attention, but it's usually a little maybe less stupid than this, it seems like, anyway. But hey, you go. I guess you run with what you've got.
We were saying before, people love to make comparisons between the Roman Empire and our current love, our obsession with football, and the idea of the distraction of bread and circuses while society is in shambles, and it's all overblown stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever kernel of truth is there in when yesterday during that inherently ridiculous, I mean, truly ridiculous Tom Brady press conference, MSNBC, Fox News, and your favorite, CNN, all had gone live to carry this, and the reporters shouting over each other like this was some sort of crisis press gathering of, like, Al Haig after the assassination attempt on Reagan. And I just thought, where are we? What's going on?
What's wrong with us?
We're off our axis here.
Yeah. What I think is really funny is that, I mean, I would say that this could be a somewhat bigger deal had the game been tight. But the Patriots could have been throwing a wet sock around and they still would have beat the Colts. So
that's what the Colts tight end said too.
Yeah,
That's what he said.
That's where I'm taking nothing away from, you know, the more serious foreign conspiracy I see behind this. But in reality, though, it's baffling. I mean, yeah, you're right. I sent a tweet out earlier suggesting that CNN would have someone reporting from inside a deflated football to sort of really get us behind the scenes. And so.
Or a hologram of a deflated football, right?
CNN is special. I'll tell you that. That's a something. Oh, man.
We just loved it because not only, you know, you're right. He's too pretty to lie. He can't be lying to us. He's just too damn handsome.
Exactly.
But the people screaming at him, as you just mentioned, oh, my God. It's like, I mean, they all at once are screaming something. You didn't understand it, but that's a drop forever. Those people screaming.
Hey, Tom.
There have been far greater conspiracies in this world that have not received even a measure of this level of intensity or concern, I don't think. So.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that what is always a very, very silly week, it can somehow still be, because I like the regular Super Bowl silliness in its normal milieu rather than sort of surrounded or galvanized by this one story absolutely the entire time, because they're going to kick that ball off whether people are like it or not. Eventually there's going to be a game.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that, I mean, honestly, I think the what we're seeing now could just be the delight among everyone from broadcasters to just regular people in being able to say the word balls, yep. You know, and not sound like you're being crude. So I think that once that thrill wears off, you may see a little bit of tiring of the subject and getting back to, like you're talking about, just some of the regular shenanigans that are associated with the Super Bowl, and hopefully maybe even a focus on the actual Super Bowl itself. In the game.
When you're like we are, someday, Rex, yeah. Rex, when you're as stunted in intellectual growth as many of us, that is never going to stop being funny. I'm sorry. I don't understand your idea of the concept of that wearing off.
That's a good point, actually. And I'm probably the last person to realistically suggest that would wear off, because I will certainly be making balls jokes from now until probably well after the Super Bowl. But that's just me. I don't know.
Just the dumbest stuff, man.
I think it's great that you're in a position, too, where you can write whatever the hell you want. That's got to be nice. I know. Yeah, it's just got to be nice to be able to say to the editor, says, well, what are you writing about? Well, I'm writing about the Chinese conspiracy to take over the NFL. And some editor says, okay.
They are, you know what, I say this with complete sincerity, it's fantastic, and they're great, and there are obviously days like today where I am completely shocked that I get to do this, and when my story pitch is foreign balls and I don't get immediately fired, that's a heartwarming thing as far as I'm concerned. So I consider myself quite fortunate.
it's been quite a, you know, we're talking about, you know, just a season in general, just the last year, calendar year for the NFL. Go back to last January, and then that entire year, the Ray Rice thing, you know, Adrian Peterson, all the stuff that went on, and how bad they looked at all this, and then you're in a lather about this, all this stuff that happened, it's horrible stuff. Yeah, let's get to, and then you're firing him, you're canceling, you're not writing the Patriots to the Super Bowl. That's what other people are writing.
Yeah,
not you,
yeah.
But that's what they're writing. Patriots should not be allowed to play in the Super Bowl. And then Tom Brady should be suspended from the Super Bowl. Those who don't want Tom Brady's, Bill Belichick should be suspended from the Super Bowl. And it's like, holy crap. I mean, you really think the NFL, in all its great wisdom and all the stuff that's gone wrong in the last year, is going to allow that? You think you're gonna tell Tom Brady you're not going to play?
Yeah, oh, absolutely not. That would never happen under any circumstances, I don't think.
God.
And again, it's just, you're right. I mean, it's kind of a comical end to a pretty dreadful stretch in a lot of ways. I mean, obviously, I was not writing conspiracy columns about the stuff that was going on before.
No.
We're talking about, I mean, that was just absurd, and it really, I think, pulled a curtain back on a lot of issues, and you know, I think it was good, and a lot of those issues at least began to be addressed. We'll see exactly what the follow through is on that, but yeah, I think if I'm the NFL right now, I would probably be very happy to just have a deflated ball conspiracy going on as opposed to the other stuff. Because yeah, it's been a tough year.
There's that whole PR angle then too. I mean, I'm thinking the way as fast as things move now, and as much as news cycles crash into each other and pile up on each other like a black ice on I-94, that they're in one of those fortuitous little timing slots here as we head into the Friday evening.
Mm-hmm.
That if nothing happens today, so the statement's out. They were smart to get the statement out early.
Yeah.
So this is here now, and it's a one pager, four dense paragraphs. There's not going to be any news, likely, through tonight and into the weekend. They might just take the heat off a little bit one way or the other and let people kind of snap out of it and say, well, what the hell are we all so mad about again?
And you're in Arizona.
Yeah, and I think that's really likely to happen. I mean, I think people are going to start buying their, buffalo wings and nachos getting ready for the game, and they're gonna forget about mm-hmm. about this, at least to a degree. I mean, you know, it's still going to be batted around, I'm sure. But I think you're right. I think after this weekend, you see a serious down,
yes.
a reduction in, a deflation, if you will. Of the coverage. There we go. That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah. I see. The thing I learned from the NFL is I did not know, and this is the God's truth, and I raised a few kids, only a couple in prison, but the funny thing is,
but doing very well there.
Yeah, they do fine. I wasn't aware that it was okay with so many kids to beat your kids. You know what I mean? The NFL has provided me with more wisdom about life. Because I didn't know so many people would say, well, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with Adrian Peterson?
Yeah, that we're all from the South. That's what we do.
Yeah,
what?
That was something, wasn't it? There were a lot of people, there's times every once in a while where people rise to the defense of something, and I kind of do a double take. Really?
That's what happened.
That's what you're coming to the defense of? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found that to be odd, and I was, well, we'll see what happens with him. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he winds up playing for somebody next year, but at least it was good to see him not return.
Do your responses on Twitter mirror the kinds of responses we get? Because we've got sort of a joke that we've always had here, that no matter how clearly you think there's a right and a wrong side to something, whether it was dog torturing or child beating or the Penn State sex crimes, you always end up, at least we do, we always end up hearing from somebody apparently twistedly defending the indefensible. Is that reflected in your Twitter mentions and your emails too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, completely. I mean, I think you could write something about kittens being adorable and somebody would write in and say, no, they're not. Or, you know, I mean, there's always a contrarian view out there, but especially on some of these more extreme things. I did that the other day when they reinstated Paterno's wins at Penn State. I sent some smart alecky thing out, and somebody wrote, I don't care what you say, he's a hero. Like, no, he's not.
Right.
He's not a hero. It's like, that's just not, that is factually incorrect.
I will warn you against engagement with that particular hive of lunacy.
That's
a bad one. Yeah. That's a special place there.
Yeah, but you're right, all of these things. I mean, look at all the people that were, standing up for Ray Rice. People were wearing Ray Rice jerseys, for Pete's sake. I mean, in defiance of this. And I think when something like that happens, I mean, I think it's one thing to say, okay, well, let's, try to wait and look at evidence and this, that, and the other thing. But there was pretty ample evidence in the you look at the Ray Rice video and that sort of thing. I mean, there was plenty there. And, to stand up, I don't know. I just think it's weird.
Yes.
Some might call that brave, I guess, but I think it's just sort of backwards.
And Adrian Peterson admitted it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
He didn't say I didn't do it.
Yeah, no, he completely. Yeah, I mean, he copped to it and just tried to defend it as just that's how
he was.
I was brought up, and so but that is a horrifying excuse, I think.
I don't blame it all in China,
Rex. Yeah. We always appreciate you taking the time, and always look forward to stuff you write, whether it's sports related or else. And glad you could take some time for us today. Now get back to your important investigation.
I will, and hopefully, if you suddenly don't see me around, please have them contact the Chinese because I've likely been captured.
We'll talk to the State Department. We've got folks there. We know. Thanks,
all right,
Rex.
Gentlemen, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Rex Hupke of the Chicago Tribune. Great Twitter follow, too. Very funny stuff.
Funny dude, Rex Hupke. Yeah.
We're Boris and Bernstein, and we're going to do the second half at 3:30. And Brian Billick is going to join us at 5:45.
Ooh.
Good day for him. It always seems to be. You got the score.
Listen to the Spiegel and Manilly Show, featuring 16-year Bears veteran Patrick Manilly, 9-1 on the score.
Tom Thibodeau, he's got to figure out another way to get them to play the kind of defense he needs, without the way he's done his whole life, which is just practice more, practice harder.
Their age?
aged and they're broken. You've got bad knees and you've got a higher age bracket on your team.
The Spiegel and Manley Show. Middays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. We have arrived at Deflategate Day 5, the day Tom Brady lied. You know what they always say about Tommy? Men want to be him, women want to be with him, and nobody believes him. And in this case, how could you? Because he sold us the same set of old lines that his head coach did earlier in the day. Namely, I don't know nothing, I ain't seen nothing, we're on to Seattle. Belichick, in this case, at least has some plausible deniability. Brady, however, does not. And none of it passed the smell test of a guy who had been wrongly accused. No shouting, no finger wagging, no you know who the heck I am-ing. A living legend was asked straight to his face if he's a cheater, and he was barely able to eke out, quote, I don't believe so, end quote. Best he can hope for at this point is his fourth title and the world not hitting him with an asterisk even before he hits the podium. I'm Jim Rome.
CBS 2015 is here, and Cassidy Tire and Service asks that you make one resolution you promise to keep. Safety comes first this winter. Every year, thousands of people get stuck in the cold and the damp, or can't control stopping, traction, or steering on frozen streets and highways. Most winter driving problems can be handled easily with a free checkup stop at your local Cassidy Tire and Service. We'll check your tire pressure, your wipers and fluid levels, battery charge, and the wear and tear on your tires and brakes. It's fast, simple, and makes all the difference for winter driving in Chicagoland. Need new tires? Now is when it's most important, and Cassidy stocks a complete lineup of performance, all-season, winter tires, and name-brand tires at very competitive prices. If you promise to make safety first this winter, we promise to make it simple. Remember,
don't just buy tires, buy Cassidy.
Cassidy, Chicago's tire and service with 15 convenient Chicagoland locations. Family-owned and operated since 1914.
So let our family take care of your family. Visit CassidyTire.com today.
Cassidy!
The highway, a strip of asphalt to carry you between points A and B. But in an all-new 2015 Mercedes-Benz GLA, there is no point B. Because when you're driving a GLA for Mercedes-Benz, you're not concerned with the destination, only the adventure. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see the world differently in a GLA 250 4MATIC.
Tomorrow.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Sons of Liberty, history's new scripted drama.
Hand over the tray to Samuel Adams and John Hancock.
The untold story of a group of rebels.
These are our streets!
Who brought an empire to its knees.
These people are asking for a war. We're going to give them one.
Let's show them what we're made of.
Fire!
A three-night special event, Sons of Liberty.
I want to see your face! Being in black!
Premieres tomorrow at 9, 8 Central on History.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Sports fans, have you considered a career in sports administration? According to Forbes, the sports industry is projected to grow by $145 billion by 2015. Join one of the fastest growing industries by completing an 18-month master's degree in sports administration at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Don't drop the ball. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true, and going back to college is now easier than ever because now My College Laptop can help you find an online college that will provide you with a laptop to help you earn your degree. Get that laptop now and start earning your degree from accredited online colleges and universities nationwide. Call now, 1-800-594-5197. That's 800-594-5197.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
It's music's biggest night.
Grammy nominee.
The Grammy goes to...
the 57th
Annual
Grammy
Awards.
And the winner is...
such a high honor.
It is not sunken yet.
Radio.com and People Magazine want to send you to see your favorite artist take the stage. Win tickets to the Grammys. Round trip airfare for two to Los Angeles and hotel stay. Enter now at radio.com/Grammys-sweepstakes. The 57th Annual Grammy Awards. February 8th, only CBS.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Well, you good boys and boys, you spent a lot of time talking about the NFL, but not in exactly glowing terms or in a heated fashion. And where we're at now with all this, we're at the NFL statement. We visited with Rex Hupke, who also considers that all completely absurd. And also taking phone calls at 312-644-6767, and we haven't even gotten to the Mighty Mighty Bull.
No, they played great.
Mighty, mighty
and you know what else? The Spurs are not a bad matchup for them. They really aren't. They don't have that big stretch four that bedevils them. They're a decent matchup personnel-wise. And you didn't have the Noah issue with Noah not playing. All the Correct. Stuff we talked about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And their shots weren't falling, and the Bulls were getting those rebounds, not allowing offensive rebounds, and they strangled them.
That's kind of the way we saw it, but I just checking in, and you know what's funny is too that did you see Popovich's quotes after the game?
Some
that he said, "What are you coaching? He said, I haven't coached Tim Duncan in years. What are you talking about?"
Yeah, we've got some of that sound. We got a bunch of the post game pop, I believe.
It's great,
and he kept cutting off Sam Smith.
Wow!
Like Sam was asking questions, and then he was interrupting him. And Pop is just a delight. He really is.
Sam Smith.
Yeah, I get the feeling that Popovich really is able to entertain himself in some of
that. That's what I think he's doing.
That's what it seems like to me. He's doing a talk show. You know, messing with people just because he can.
Yeah. Yep. Completely entertaining himself, and there's nothing wrong with that. I approve heartily of entertaining yourself, if no one else. But that stuff last night was just, you know, for a guy that got beat like that, it's very funny.
Yeah, I've read a lot about him, and he's a very, as gruff and crusty as he can be, he's a very likable guy. Maybe you don't see it that way, but if you read about him,
I think it's a difficult thing for some people to do, unless you have, I did not deal with him in any way, shape, or form, so we never met. But, I think there some from the outside looking in would say, what is this guy steal? What is he?
Yeah, what's wrong with this?
Yeah,
jerk?
What's wrong with him?
Right. But not much.
I get you.
He can coach the hell out of it. And coaching Tim Duncan. I haven't coached Tim Duncan.
I haven't coached Tim Duncan in years.
It's so funny.
Anyway. Do you have any thoughts about the Patriots, like, deflating their football? Do you have any thoughts on that whole situation?
Are you on this planet? Is this an NBA game tonight?
Yeah,
an NBA game?
Good.
I'm here, you know, because I'm fortunate enough to be a coach in the NBA and happy to answer any questions that I can understand.
Contrary to what you may have heard, okay, we called the practice and then we changed our mind on a practice.
That's what we heard.
Okay, cool.
That's exactly what we heard. But that game functioned as a pressure release, because even if the Bulls lose by 25 tonight, because you were able to call off the dogs with that kind of victory, it changes the conversation. I mean, it's a big win. Most regular season games don't matter at all, but for the Bulls, where they were in that particular story after the Chris Sheridan report and the subsequent denials, that win that way was fairly significant for their comfort level as they hit the road. They needed it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they did, and I think they needed that thing. Just because I think they wanted to, more than anything else, you want to know for sure that he hasn't lost any part of that locker room. I mean, when you hear those stories, you hear that rumor, you take a second look. And, I didn't really think so from the way he reacted. I mean, I think there's definitely some stuff going on, but I don't think it was that serious. So, yeah, you absolutely needed that game, and I have no idea what happens in Dallas. But Dallas has played pretty well, right?
Yeah,
pretty well since Rondo got there, although I don't think he's been terrific of late. But, I don't know if you can change that, particularly in this year, into a championship. Because how old's Dirk now? He's older than Dirk.
He's
37?
36. I thought he was the same age as Kobe, no?
Maybe. But, you know, your window's not real wide there. I mean, I don't know if they're...
He's 36.
Yep, okay.
Well, then you're whoever asked me that question before the game about they're not listening to Tibbs and Tibbs has lost them and that kind of you got your answer. As I told you before the game, that's baloney. Nothing could be further from the truth. And hopefully whoever asked that question can figure that out instead of making stuff up like that. I thought the Bulls were physically and mentally committed to playing a great game, and I thought our play was humiliating and embarrassing. But because of the Bulls' tenacity and their sense of purpose.
There you have it. That's a losing coach.
It's right, though.
It's right.
It's right on it.
Scoreboard update.
It is 2:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves return to Allstate Arena January 31st against division rival Rockford. NFL investigation is ongoing for the Deflategate game in the AFC Championship last Sunday for the Patriots, and said in a statement the NFL did, they're going to make more information public as it becomes available. Meanwhile, the Bears added a tight ends coach in Frank Smith. He left the Saints, and Jason George will handle the Bears' strength and conditioning. He left the Broncos. On to baseball and the White Sox. General manager Rick Hahn kicked off Sox Fest this morning with Spiegel and Rosner. Rosner was filling in for Patrick Manley. Rick Hahn detailed the excitement with the boys coming to this weekend's Sox Fest.
We do not need to make a secret out of the fact that Avi Garcia, that Adam Eaton, that even Matt Davidson, despite his performance last year, were targeted because they were right on the doorstep of contributing at the big league level. When you add to that already having in-house Chris Sale and Jose Quintana getting ready to enter their prime, you have this mindset that, okay, if this works, not to mention adding Jose Abreu, if all this comes together, you're going to have a real serious core real quickly.
This grandiose plan put together by GM Rick Hahn, he detailed it more with Spiegel and Rosner this morning. That can be heard at SpiegelandManley.com. Sox Fest is this weekend. The score is all over it. Festivities begin tonight. Bulls have a tough matchup tonight in Dallas. The Mavericks are 30-13. All of their starters average at least 10.1 points per game. Tip is just after 7 tonight. The NHL All-Star Game festivities begin tonight as well in Columbus with the draft, the All-Star Draft. Jonathan Toews will handle the draft himself for one of the teams. And former Cub pitcher Ted Lilly being charged with insurance fraud after his RV was damaged. He allegedly didn't file a claim until after he bought his insurance on the vehicle. If convicted, Lilly who now works for the Cubs, could face up to 5 years in prison. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School of Management Open House, January 26th in Lake Forest. Cars.com has all the tools you need. Go into the dealership feeling prepared, so your car shopping experience will be stress-free. Research, price, find. Only Cars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports station. For breaking Bears news and information, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Ted Lilly, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's a weird story.
What are you doing?
I've always found him to be an odd guy.
He is.
Very strange. He's got that like long-distance stare.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we talked to him, I remember asking him, I said, Ted, do you actually like baseball? He's like, yeah, why? I said, because you look miserable all the time.
You look miserable.
He constantly looks unhappy.
He had that reputation. And look, I don't know how deep it ran in locker rooms and so forth. But yeah, he had that sort of odd rep. It wasn't a normal kind of thing when he was on your team.
Famous moment was the glove chuck.
Mm-hmm.
When he gave up the 3-run homer, right? And he just whipped his glove into the ground.
Yes, he did.
Hmm.
That's weird, though.
You know what I did this morning that I was really kind of proud of myself? I was able to remove malware successfully from my computer. I didn't even know I had it. Every time I've been going to like news websites or something like that, off of a Twitter link, that an ad would pop up, like a video ad you couldn't close for 15 seconds, and then another ad would slide in. Well, so I thought it was just sort of this internet thing. And then I mentioned it on Twitter. I said, is anybody else getting pop-up video ads increasingly? And somebody said, it's very likely some malware on your computer. And I actually researched it and found the right removal program and walked through all the steps and downloaded things and scanned things, and it's gone. It's probably already wired my computer to do something else. But I was really, because my wife was making fun of me. She's like, oh, this isn't going to end well. I said, what do you mean? She said, you're going to download things you don't know. You're going to turn the computer over to stuff you're already downloading off the internet. It's going to get worse, and this is going to cost us a ton of money. What you should do is take it into, she's got an IT guy for her business, and she said, take it to him and have him fix it, because all that's going to happen is you're going to make it worse. It's going to cost us more money when you eventually have to take it to him later. So immediately, what's my response? I have to prove you wrong. No, watch this. I can do it.
It seems you did.
I can do it myself. And I'm terrified the entire time that she's going to be right. And I'm going to really screw it up, and I'm going to destroy the computer. But so far, so good. I think I'm going to give it another day or so, but I think I'm in the clear. But if anybody's getting those weird...
I get them.
It's a virus or a malware called Arcade Yum. And I think it must have been a site one of the kids went to. But it's actually fairly easy to get rid of. At least for me, because I'm not a computer person, as you know.
No, I'm not either, and I struggle. I don't know if it's the Wi-Fi or whatever, but I struggle with that stuff, the ads.
Because Miska say, Miska, my thing!
My thing!
How are we going to fix my thing?
Hey, please fix my thing.
There's an email here that you'll get a kick out of, and I have to trust you on this, regarding sports and cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from Greg. This is actually really funny. He said, more than any other sport, I'm a NASCAR fan, and NASCAR... has a long history of cheating and stretching rules as far as they can be stretched. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, the rules break, which is why you see a team penalized for having illegal parts or springs that allow the car to sit too low, providing an inherent advantage at 200 miles an hour. Others are less obvious, like manipulating the sheet metal. But teams get caught when the car doesn't fit the template NASCAR uses for each model. If you Google up Rockford native Chad Knaus, you'll learn more. It's going on forever. A couple old tricks they used are comical. Smokey Unick was perhaps best known for interpreting what the rule book said or perhaps didn't say. In 1968, he said NASCAR specified how big a fuel tank could be, but he noticed no one said how big the fuel line could be. Instead of a half-inch fuel line, he created a 2-inch fuel line that was 11 feet long and held 5 gallons of gas. NASCAR mandated how much a gas tank could hold, which Unick circumvented by placing a basketball in the tank and inflating it with air. So NASCAR checked the tank's capacity and cleared it, and when no one was looking, he deflated the basketball. Darrell Waltrip's team would fill frame rails with BBs or buckshot, when on the track, he'd pull a little wire that would open a trap door in the frame rail. The BBs would spill out of the back straight and reduce weight. But once a crewman washed the car and the BBs got wet and they stuck together and they didn't escape until Waltrip was speeding down pit lane and the BBs pelted crew members from other teams and NASCAR officials and they closed that loophole. Oh, yeah, that's...
Those guys, for decades, forever.
But that's part of the rough and tumble nature of the sport.
Agreed.
That's part of the romance of the sport.
Absolutely.
They love it. Oh, I'll do anything for an edge. That's right. Just the lore.
Yes. And I think all the outrage about this, too, I guarantee you that all the outrage are people have cheated at something. I mean, I guarantee it. In life, somehow, some way, they have.
Tom and Schaumburg.
Well, I just cheated at that. You cheated. Well, dude, you know, if you're saying cheating is cheating, then you cheated too. I think there's a, it's such a pain in the ass, the entire story, to be honest with you.
This is Tom and Schaumburg. He's on the score. Hi, Tom. Tom.
He's in the drum.
Tom, are you there?
Yeah, guys, listen. I'm not going to ask how you're doing, because I know you don't care. But listen, my question is in regards to Ted Lilly. I know you're talking about the Cubs. So how are the Cubs going to be paying for this? What kind of subsidy could they expect to pay for the proven time Wrigley Field, all this money, the salary that they're paying for their general manager, these pitchers? Who's going to pay for that?
What do you mean?
What do you mean is who's going to subsidize that? Is the city of Chicago going to be involved with financing part of that, or is it solely on the fans?
No, it's on the Ricketts family.
100%. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, then why would people want to go to the Cubs? I mean, it's a ton of money that they're going to be putting into the stadium. The bleachers won't even be ready even in time for, you know, the first pitch in April.
So what are you asking?
Yeah, I don't get what do you want? What are you talking about?
I'm not sure
about?
What you're asking. The Ricketts family is footing the bill. The Cubs are paying for all of it.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Nobody cut them. The city can't slip you any money anyway.
What was he asking?
I don't know.
What does that have to do with when it's ready?
I have no idea. I don't know. Who's going to pay for it? The Cubs are.
In Lake Zurich, Sam is on the score.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. All I wanted to say was I go the other way with this whole deflate thing. If enough current and former players have stepped forward and said that this is a widespread practice, and if the NFL insists on playing these games in inclement weather, you know, barring like lightning strikes, well, then why don't we just acknowledge it and say, look, there's nothing particularly wrong with this, because if we're going to be forced to watch the games in foul weather, then I'd like to see a quality product that doesn't turn into football follies when these guys are trying to throw the ball or catch it in sub-zero conditions or pouring rain. I mean, I would rather have them embrace it than have them try
I'm with you, Sam. You know that when it comes to standardizing the actual footing and the quality of play and the conditions, I'm with you. That's all dome football is that argument, and I would be for it.
Yeah, I just don't understand why this has become what it is. It's insane.
We haven't. We don't either. We've been dealing with this for the entire week. We don't either. We said it from the beginning. I don't get it. And this many days later, I still don't get it. I don't get the outrage. I really don't. And if you want to be mad at the Patriots and Bill Belichick and you hate them, and a lot of people do, okay. But the outrage for this, I mean, the outrage for this is greater than anything I saw in Adrian Peterson.
When you had a child getting beaten.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Yep. Like, every columnist in America wrote something about this.
I just can't. I'm, you know, our
I just don't have it in me. I don't.
My outrage calibration.
Save it.
Gets redone every once in a while. And this has been one of those years where we've had plenty of reasons to really be outraged.
Yes.
We've had plenty of things.
Yes.
And I've always said this, that there's when it comes to sports in general, and behavior and people's connections to sports teams allowing for certain opinions and things, there's pre-Penn State and there's post-Penn State. And anything that's happened after the Penn State scandal, I have a very difficult time finding old places of outrage where I used to be able to get. Because it's just not there for some things anymore, because I think it's part of the process of getting older and wiser about some of this stuff.
Yeah, and I just don't think that I've certainly gotten older. I don't know about wiser, but certainly older about this stuff. I just don't have it. You know, I mean, there are certain things that absolutely outrage me. I mean, a lot of stuff that's happened of late, a lot of stuff, but not this. I mean, I felt like I was out of step. I mean, and with each passing day, each passing day, more opinions, more pounding, more of this. Then you heard the ridiculous Tom Brady press conference yesterday with people screaming. I mean, I to me, you save the outrage. Don't, you know, we could make believe we were outraged. You know, make believe. Oh, my, if so. You know, I mean, maybe some people are doing that. I don't know. But I think you will find in time there will be something else come along that will really be worth getting outraged about.
That's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. We will do the second half at 3:30. You're listening to The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Tonight, it's game on as the bowl season tips off on WGN Sports.
That's what I'm talking about, Bob!
The only place you'll hear Neil and Stacy with the hometown call. Bulls, Knicks, the season opener. Tonight at 6:30 on WGN-TV.
How did I get here? Dumb luck? Or good decisions? About marriage? Children? Money? About tomorrow?
Who matters most to you says the most about you. At MassMutual, we're owned by our policy owners, and they matter most to us. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. Ready to plan for your family's future? Contact Hoopas Financial Group at 312-347-1660.
The highway, a strip of asphalt to carry you between points A and B. But in an all-new 2015 Mercedes-Benz GLA, there is no point B. Because when you're driving a GLA for Mercedes-Benz, you're not concerned with the destination, only the adventure. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see the world differently in a GLA 250 4MATIC.
Tonight.
The Prince is coming! The Prince is coming!
Sons of Liberty, history's new scripted drama.
Hand over the tray to Samuel Adams and John Hancock.
The untold story of a group of rebels.
These are our streets!
Who brought an empire to its knees.
These people are asking for a war. We're going to give them one.
Let's show them what we're made of.
Fire!
A three-night special event, Sons of Liberty.
I want to see you made. Made in black.
Premieres tonight at 9, 8 central on History. Oh.
Progressive presents Flo's newest jam. Bundling will make you feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
Bundle your home and auto together, and you'll feel like the mayor of Savingsville. Yes, you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston, Mass. And other non-affiliated companies available in most states.
For a limited time, Apple Chevy in Tinley Park on 159th Street is offering 1.9% APR financing on select late model certified pre-owned vehicles. Get details and shop their entire pre-driven inventory at AppleChevy.com.
You're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevy.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true, and going back to college is now easier than ever because now My College Laptop can help you find an online college that will provide you with a laptop to help you earn your degree. Get that laptop now and start earning your degree from accredited online colleges and universities nationwide. Call now, 1-800-594-5197. That's 800-594-5197.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We are taking your calls at 312-624-6767. Boris and Bernstein. It's been a week that some would consider, I don't know what, but a press conference yesterday put a topper on just about everything for me.
A lot of people have sent me this piece here from AdvancedFootballAnalytics.com. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I don't know if you've seen this.
I have not seen it.
Says, for whatever reason, the Patriots do have exceptional ball security, especially for an outdoor team. And I mean exceptional. I was intrigued by a link sent to me via Twitter at Sharp Football Analysis, a handicapping site. The article demonstrated New England's ball security was an outlier to the tune of several standard deviations. The charts are convincing. The implications that New England benefited from underinflated balls is unmistakable, but I wasn't sure how much stock to put in the numbers for a couple reasons. They were so extraordinary, they seemed unlikely to be true. And second, the analysis used plays per fumble as its basis rather than fumbles per play. For low-rate events like fumbles, outlier cases can appear exaggerated, depending on which way you look at them. Started by verifying the numbers. They may vary slightly because I'm including playoff games. Overall, the numbers look correct. The article looked at both fumbles lost and at total fumbles. I'd submit, if we're talking about ball security, fumbles lost is just total fumbles plus noise. So we'll focus on total fumbles. And he looks at offensive plays per fumble for each team in each season since 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And Atlanta has the most at 83. New Orleans, second at 80, and then New England at 78. Then a big, then there's a big drop-off down to 61 after that. So he said you can see that New England ranks third over that period. Very good, but nothing out of the ordinary. You'd expect teams, good quarterbacks, good offenses, not to have a lot of strip sacks.
Correct.
But teams that play indoors are concentrated at the top of the list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how the table looks if we exclude dome teams. Outdoor team offensive plays per fumble, New England, 78. And then check this out. The next numbers after 78, 58, 57, 57, 55, 55, 53. You get my point there without having to see the graph, right?
I get it.
So the second best team far down the list.
Mm-hmm.
The second team through the second to last team have rates within one play of each other. New England better than the second best by 20 plays per fumble. 2013, bit of a down year for their ball security due to the Week 12 game against Denver in insanely frigid conditions when New England had six fumbles and Denver had five. Extremely cold temperatures are associated with high fumble rates, about 35% more frequent than usual in the coldest games. If you throw out that game, New England has a 60 play per fumble rate. Not the best that season, but better than any outdoor team's five-year average. And they do it by chart form, plays per fumble, and then they do it inversely, fumbles per play, and New England is still there. And he says, I'm not sticking my neck out and saying it's evidence of anything. It's fair to say that Bill Belichick emphasizes ball security emphatically, and he's quick to bench players who drop the ball. Everyone will have their own opinion. Anyway, I'll just say either way, it's worth looking at. If it's a result of an unfair advantage, that's interesting. If it's the result of good coaching, that's just as interesting. Maybe both.
Yeah, maybe both. It has never struck me that Tom Brady is susceptible to much of anything.
Right, because the ball's out. He doesn't hang on too long. Quick. He doesn't take a lot of those. And the protection, so many fumbles come from a blindside hit on the quarterback. Yes. They don't take a lot of them.
No, they do not. So, look, I'm with him. It's interesting, but I don't know where I would go with it. But because, you know, look, I don't really think that all of this stuff that people makes them great. I mean, I resent them anyway. I don't like them. I find myself in this position the entire week. I'm not necessarily defending them, but I'm not angry about it because I know how people are and how they are. But they're just really clean when you watch them play. And I just, that ball gets out fast. You fumble the ball. You're sitting next to Belichick over there. He's out of the game. Put the hood on. Sit down. You're not going to be back in the game. He does it all the time. I mean, there is something about that, Brady does not throw many wild passes. He's not a guy that's trying to make plays that aren't there. He doesn't often have to, but he's not trying to do that, if you notice. Fit the ball through a small window like many quarterbacks will try to do. He doesn't do that very much. He likes to see right away the opening, get rid of it. So, I mean, you could go the other way and just think, you know what, they're just really damn good. Or you could say, well, that's why they are.
I would check, but I would believe that most teams' fumble leaders is the quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Because he's got the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have missed snaps. You're going to have bad exchanges.
Yeah.
You're going to have bad handoffs. You're going to have strip sacks, etc. That's the guy with the ball in his hands. And I'd say for the most part, that would correlate to fumbles. And if that guy happens to also be great,
yeah,
he's going to fumble less. So mm-hmm. I would think that if you had to find one individual and the continuity of all those games that are being looked at there, it might just be because Tom Brady doesn't fumble a lot. And some would say, well, wait a second, he's not fumbling a lot because they have customized the ball to his liking. And then I'm thinking, well, the other team's probably done the same with their quarterback. Because all teams do that.
If they knew what they were doing that all along, or just didn't want to say anything because they're doing it.
So I guess Trestman was overinflating.
Well,
their footballs.
Well,
the
Packers actually. Aaron Rodgers said he does overinflate.
Yeah, he likes it overinflated, but I thought maybe Trestman's doing that to Cutler, overinflating them,
so he could blame him for everything.
Right.
So he could say it's not his fault.
Well, however he did it, he got away with it.
Yeah, what you know what? It wouldn't.
That's a plan.
I would put nothing past that guy. If Trestman wanted to weave some story,
he comes out and the ball's completely flat.
Yeah.
Come on, Jay. This is the deep ball.
There's zero air in it.
Yeah, he's
that's what part of the toolbox of concepts,
right?
That guy got past this miserable last job he did right into an offensive coordinator spot,
despite the fact that he didn't do anything to prove that he knows what he's doing any more than he ever used to.
No.
It's unbelievable.
No,
that
he
guy
did not.
That's a hell of a story. How he was able to recognize at the same time everybody else did that he was probably going to get fired right after the bye week.
Mm-hmm.
The game after the bye week, he thinks, okay, escape strategy, exit strategy. And he played it like a violin. He worked it.
Yeah, because that's when they did fire him. That's when their mind was made
essentially,
up.
Essentially, yes.
And he, I'm telling you, he worked the room on this one, man. He worked the room, and yeah, I agree. Jay is not, but that's your job. And first of all, you weren't good at either job.
He's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. Second half coming up at the bottom of the hour. Got a chance to grab some phone calls. 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. You're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair pain-free and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. Here, this is my new No-No Pro, the most powerful No-No made.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-4995. That's 800-952-4995.
It's music's biggest night.
Grammy nominee.
The Grammy goes to
the 57th Annual Grammy Awards.
And the winner is
such a high honor.
It is not sunken yet.
And radio.com and People Magazine want to send you to see your favorite artist take the stage. Win tickets to the Grammys. Round trip airfare for two to Los Angeles and hotel stay. Enter now at radio.com/Grammys-sweepstakes. The 57th Annual Grammy Awards. February 8th, only CBS.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today. Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for